I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You're listening to The Screw Podcast with Felicia Rose and A-Love. They're here to make you come on a journey with them as they indulge you in all of your naughtiest thoughts while navigating sex with nonchalance and a whole lot of Crisco, of course.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining The Screw. You're here with Felicia Rose and A-Love. We're here to talk about all things sex this week, what we've been doing, who we've been doing. We have a special guest on with us, Christina, Goddess Christina of Athena's Novelties. We'll play that a little bit. And what else do we got on the menu today?
Well, you had some shit go down this week. You went to, had a little event that was pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, shit go down makes it sound a little dramatic, but yeah, no, I did the Jobber Tears podcast, WWE Fastlane event where I hosted.
Nice.
Which basically means, you know, I don't know, I was there. Well, no, it means my fucking photo was on the outside.
Oh my God.
That was so weird.
I saw that there was a huge marquee.
Well, I did it. Oh my God. So I, truth is, when I rolled up to this bar and I look outside to my left, and I'm like, holy shit, that's my face. And I get like, I have like a moment of like, I feel very weird walking by that. So I walked to the other side of the street, called Aaron, and I was like, Aaron, come get me. Walk me in. I can't walk by my face. Like, it's so weird. And then by the end of the drunken evening, I was taking photos with myself, obviously. Because I love myself when I'm drunk, you know what I mean?
That's a fucking
oh, but yeah, no, it was really fun. I got to meet a lot of amazing new people. A bunch of my friends from like all over the fucking place came.
Yeah.
Shout out to friends that came from like Connecticut and Jersey and the Bronx and just all over the place.
And there was a Jobber Tears podcast that was hosting the event.
Yes. So,
and they hosted it there before?
Yeah. Okay. So usually they have, I think for all of them. I think once in a while they might not. But for all of the pay-per-views, they host a big event down at Legends, and they, you know, invite people to come out, watch on a bunch of screens, eat a bunch of awesome food.
The food was actually
and hang out
really
with people like
there.
Me. You know, yeah. I didn't even wear a bra. My nipples were out.
It's true.
But in, but out, you know.
That shirt was hot.
It was, I had really great time. I met awesome people. So, you know, thank you once again to everybody that came out. I had such a good time. Thanks everybody that bought me drinks and just, I don't remember, I didn't spend a dollar. It was great. I had a
That's
great time.
Great.
Yeah, I felt special.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a mic, but I managed to talk to a lot of people.
You talked to just about everybody.
Well, I didn't get a chance to meet everybody because of, like, you know, timing. I don't want to interrupt people. Be like, hey, you guys watching the pay-per-view? You guys, yeah, you like wrestling? Talk to me instead, you know? So obviously
right.
I was trying not to.
Yeah, you don't want to interrupt the matches.
Did you have fun there?
Oh my God, I had so much fun. The friend that came with me, T, who's been on our podcast ever so briefly before, we had like a really great time watching the matches and kind of like, I don't know, you get into like the energy, especially when there's a room full of people that are also into the energy.
Hell yeah.
It was very exciting.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And that Samoa Joe guy, like the athleticism, man. I don't know if we like don't like him or like
we
him.
We love Samoa
okay.
Joe.
Because like,
Joseph is a wonderful wrestler.
The moves on that.
Yeah,
they
he's
were
got
very.
Yeah.
He like jumped into the air and twirled sideways. I'm like, how did he get his body sideways?
Yeah, he's very athletic. He's been a wrestler for a long, long time.
Yeah, I found that quite enjoyable.
Yep. Yeah, what I like about him is he's never had to change his gimmick, his song, his attire, and he has just been consistently badass. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so is there anything else for us to?
Do you have any events coming up soon or anything?
Not
like that?
Soon.
No?
I have porn.
Oh, yes.
That's something. Porn.
Yeah.
What else? I feel like something else happened. Whatever. So, porn. So, go to our many vids. We just launched our production page finally, officially. We have some content on it now. We're going to be putting out more really soon. We have a ton of backlog, basically.
Yeah.
But if you want to see
Stay
me
tuned.
Get jizzed on and fucked again and cream pied in, and my tits bounce around and
lots of groaning make and moaning.
Lots of fucking awful and embarrassing noises amazing. That when so you edit hot. Fucking second by second, you want to shoot yourself. And it's horrible to watch, but so buy it because I had to do all
but
that.
After the first edit, I was really turned on. I like finally like I had been done watching it frame by frame. I was like, yeah, this is hot.
You did a great job. Thank you. You're a great editor. Yeah. I mean, I know I clean it up at the end, but you know.
You do. You make it gold. You put that special.
Like, I put the special sauce Felicia all over it. Well, you put your special sauce on me, so it was only, the right thing
so
to say.
So we're just saying that out loud now? Like, I guess so. Yeah, actually, we did a podcast.
Did anybody ever think it wasn't you? We have matching fucking tattoos. That's like, it's true. Not like that.
I
was
know. It's a little obvious. Yeah, that was awesome.
Whoa, cats out the bag. Aaron jizzed on Felicia's tits. Like, whatever. Go buy the video. It's hot as fuck.
Yeah, tptproductions.manyvids.com.
Remember when I look up at you and I'm like, I need your cum.
I know. That was
and
hot.
I needed it. I was actually, like, really fucking wet.
The seat was hot.
My pussy was just, like, hot. Soaking that couch through. Did you ever, like, dry it out? You need a dehumidifier for the amount that I soak shit.
I bought new covers for everything.
I'm, like, a super soaker. Remember those from, like, the 90s? Did you ever have a super soaker? It was, like, like as much as I don't actually soak, like I'm not a big squirter, I'm a gusher, but like it literally goes through things. Honestly, like if somebody ever was like, oh, she died on this bed and they did like a big like inspection of the mattress because I died on it, it would be just be cum.
Yeah.
They'd be like, well, after we got through the 7 inches of cum, we got to the inside of the mattress. You know what I mean?
It's like the
a little pee, a little cum, lots of saliva. I don't know. Anyways, so next up here is our interview with Goddess Christina. I think you guys will really love it. Make sure to check it out.
Yeah, we did.
I'm getting my podcast voice. Hold on. Shut up, Eric. All right, everybody. To celebrate Women's Podcast. Yeah. See, I know it. I love myself. To celebrate Women's History Month, today we have another badass woman on with us. I'm so excited to have her on. She's an Athena's Home Novelties goddess, which means she slings sex toys, informative blogs, and helps spread her vast knowledge of all things naughty by hosting her very own parties. It's amazing. She, quote unquote, supports anything safe, sane, and consensual that happens between adult human beings, which I absolutely love as a quote. Welcome to the screw.
Welcome.
Goddess Christina.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm glad that I was able to distill it. Thank you.
So before we start talking about everything that is your entire life, I just wanted to ask you to kind of just explain how we know each other. I think it's a fun story. So
it is a fun story. So Alicia worked with my husband back in his retail days.
Back when we both had jobs.
And it's funny because I don't even know if you're, well, maybe you do remember, but one of the first and actually the only sex toy that I party that I had ever attended as a guest was with you, Felicia. So I think it's super fitting that we find ourselves here now.
I do remember that party, actually. That's really funny. I put that down as something to like ask if you remembered. So I'm glad we both remember that.
So was this the very first time you had met her?
So to be totally honest, I think this is not the very first time that she and I had met in person, but the first time that we had like spent any amount of time together. And you know, as I'm sure no one would be surprised, Felicia's just general, you know, stories preceded her. So, you know, Paul would be like, oh, this amazing chick at work. And I'm like, okay, all right.
I always thought Paul hated me. So I was just like, oh, okay, whatever. That's too
Oh funny. My God, no. So it was nice to be like, oh, no, I get to actually like spend a night with this lady. I'm like, all right.
Ooh, a night with this lady. I remember when I first met you, I thought you were so shy and reserved and like super like, you know, just girl next door, and then I found out you were like a freak nasty hoe in the sheets, and I was just like, hell yeah, girl, get it. So I don't know, we like bonded instantly over that. It was great.
Yes, definitely. I think so, we sat next to each other too, because I was like, okay, all right, I like this.
Yes, hell yeah. I know. You gotta create that good pussy energy, you know?
Wait.
Absolutely.
How many years ago was this?
A long time ago.
Yeah, like almost
a decade.
Yeah, roughly.
Wow. So like, I guess obviously, you know, with the toys and everything, you've known Felicia over the years. Would you say she's like similar or grown, like in her kind of presence in terms of sex and sexuality?
I would have to say just maybe grown. I mean, I think, you know, everyone grows over time with experience, but just watching everything come together with the People's Tramp and just like everything, just, you know, not to be super creepy, but like just following you on all of the social things. Like,
oh, I see her all the time and I'm the same way. So I understand.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
You've helped me a lot too. I mean, my YouTube has tons of views because I'm reviewing the sex toys you've provided me.
Exactly.
And you've provided me many an orgasm. So please, woman, you have helped me so much in my own career. So I can definitely attribute a lot of that to you. So thank you.
Oh, well, you are very welcome. It is quite the ego stroke when people remind you that they think about you when they, you know, use their toys or have a or anything like that.
Stroke away, my beautiful curly-haired princess.
I can't wait to start thinking about you when I use the toys.
Hell yeah. So we're kind of talking out of order, if you will. So,
yes,
but that's okay. That's excitement. Whatever. That's how this podcast stuff works. But to introduce you as far as what you actually do, now, that was the first sex toy party you actually attended. What made you actually want to work in the home novelties industry? You know, what got you in, and what was that moment where you were like, this is what I want to do for a living. I want to sell vibrating objects or pussy hair removal or whatever, and empower other women to be able to talk about their sexuality and spread that good pussy juju. When was that moment for you?
So to be honest, and I've been referred to as a sort of orphan unicorn, if you will, in the kind of direct sales world, I was drawn to the direct sales business model first. So my kids were 2 and 3 years old at the time, and I knew I needed to just get out of my house. So that, you know, the whole business model really appealed to me. And I remembered going to that party, and I remember that was totally something I could see myself doing. And as far as all the, you know, companies that were available, this was the product that spoke to me the most. So I was like, yes, sex toys is where it's at for me. And then, you know, it's been almost 5 years now, it'll be 5 years in June. Over that time, I just met so many people, and there's so much that we don't know. You know, I love the saying, you don't know what you don't know. And I learned that from people all the time. So I want to contribute to what we do know in sex and pleasure. So that's kind of my mission at this point.
That's amazing. I mean, I love anybody that is trying to, you know, help other people find ways to enjoy themselves sexually, physically, however that is. So, you know, props to you and kudos to you for, you know, because that's not an easy thing to get into, right? You know, you're essentially working for yourself, and you're deciding for yourself how much you're working and how much you're earning. You know, you have to hustle hard. So, like, good for you for being able to do that. And also good for you for considering that as one of the fields that you were interested in. I think that's so cool.
Does everybody know what you do? Do you share, or are there people that, like, you, like, keep it a secret from, or...
I would say, I think the only person in my life that doesn't like really know is my dad, and not, I have a feeling that my mom has probably like mentioned it to him, but we've never had like an actual conversation about it. So, I don't really keep it a secret from anybody. You know, my mom knows, my mom's been to my parties. My sister's been to some of my parties.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun. So my mom actually was one of the other people that kind of helped me get into it, just in that there was one point where she was like, I need to go to the toy store, but I don't want to go alone. And she was like, I don't even want to like say this out loud to you, but I really don't want to go alone. And I don't know who else to ask. And I was like, oh my God, I'll totally go with you. Like,
I know my mom was like, what do I get for lube? And I was like, oh mom, I got you. She's gonna be so pissed when she listens to this episode. I'm sorry, mom. I love you.
I know. I was just like, oh, I hope my mom doesn't. But, you know, and that was the point where I was like, this is not how this experience should be. You know, you shouldn't have to like, oh my God, I need to bring a buddy with me to the toy store that's like an hour away. Like,
right. It shouldn't be like a speakeasy that you have to like tap your foot as a woman and exactly. Like, you know, wear a hood to walk into. You should be comfortable walking right in and doing or getting whatever you need, you know. So what was it about Athena's that, you know, you were most attracted to as far as companies? There's lots of different companies you could have worked for. You could have worked, you know, on site in a store. Why did you decide to do Athena's Home Novelties?
So the home party thing was definitely the biggest draw for me, in that, you know, I could work as much or as little as I wanted whenever I wanted. And that's what kept me out of like a retail store. I didn't want to have to do, you know, I didn't want to have to punch a clock or anything like that. So you said it yourself, like, you know, you decide how much you make by how much you work. And that's what really appealed to me. Cause at the time I wanted to do it very casually, very, you know, very on the side. And then it just grew from there. But Athena specifically, I was attracted to because they allow men at parties, which is a huge thing. I love co-ed all gender parties.
Oh, nice. I didn't even think to ask that. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, there are other companies that don't allow men at their parties, which I think is, frankly, a big travesty. Like, everyone deserves access to this information. I always say that, like, it's up to my hostess people who host are women. I'm not opposed to having, you know, men host parties, but it just happens that most of them are women. Mm-hmm. I won't tell people who to have in their house. If they want it to be ladies only, then by all means, I'm fine with that. But I do love me a good co-ed all gender party. It's just, mm-hmm. It adds another, you know, dimension, and it makes it a really fun. So the inclusivity of Athena's is really what did it for me. They're very open to everybody.
That's so awesome. Yeah, well, say the co-ed gender parties, I think that's really a great idea in general. And I get why people, maybe the first one they'd want to be specifically maybe all ladies or something like that, just because you want to, you know, get your feet wet in the comfort zone situation. But what better than to get comfortable about sex toys with the people you'll actually be using them with, right? You know, I think that's
what I say all the time, yes.
And also the topic of sex in general. If you can't talk about sex around men in general, that's, you know, that might be an issue. So I think it's a nice kind of teaching moment in general. So that's amazing. So props to Athena's for that, for sure. Because I mean, I didn't realize that there was a lot of places that didn't do, you know, inclusive parties. So that's amazing. I love that. I have a question as far as how your actual parties have gone. Has anybody ever been like inappropriate? You know, have you ever had, you know, because you do have inclusive parties, have you ever had a situation where you're like, oh my God, I have to like pull someone aside and tell them like what you're doing is not cool?
I have been lucky enough that I've never really had anything get super out of control. And I knock on wood, because I've definitely heard some horror stories. But I think part of it, I think maybe the way that I handle myself kind of tells people right away that I don't deal with crap.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, at the start of the party, I kind of lay down the rules. Don't yuck anyone else's yum. You know, just because you're not into it doesn't mean your neighbor isn't really pumped to hear about it.
Absolutely.
We don't shame people. We don't kink shame. Like, I come right out of the gate with that stuff. So right. I think that people know, you know, I mean business. Like, we're here to talk about sex and pleasure.
Absolutely. And there's nothing off the table. And if you think it should be off the table, that's on you. That's not on somebody else. Right. I love that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite toy that you sell? Like, what is the toy? And I'm not talking about what's the, you know, the toy that makes you the most, you know, money or whatever, but what's the toy that you personally use more than anything else out of everything that you actually sell?
So this is one of the questions I get asked most often, and it's technically I have two answers, because one of them is a favorite. Like, all around toy. It's called the Boogie Board. It is a rechargeable waterproof cock ring, and it is fantastic. But the reason that I love it is that you can do so many different things with it. So you can put your fingers through the ring part and you can use it as a bullet. You can use it, you know, as a bullet solo or with a partner. You can put it on your partner on the penis during sex. Your partner can put their tongue through it, through the hole on the vulva during oral. You can put it on your fingers for finger play. Like, there's just so many things that you can do with it. And it has a really low profile, so it fits in between two people really well.
Nice. That sounds kind of like the toy that you sent to me, which the Whole Lot of Love. I really like that one. Which, if you guys want the review of it, go to my YouTube, Felicia Rose, and you can get the review of it.
Yes, and I think I sent you the, there was a ring, the Rise and Shine ring.
Yes,
the
one that's amazing as well. I mean, everything you've sent me is actually pretty freaking amazing. I can't say it, you know, like, I use your toys every single night, literally, so.
Aww. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's very similar to the Rise and Shine, except it's a little bit thinner, and it doesn't have the light on it. But, like, that toy just does so many things, and the vibrations on it are perfect for whatever, you know, whatever situation you're using it in. But my favorite orgasm that I get from a toy is actually from the womanizer.
Ooh, what's that? I want it. Throw it on the list.
honestly, every clitoris deserves one, quite frankly.
Hell yeah.
So it's, for a while, it was actually Europe's number one selling sex toy, and BuzzFeed had done a special on it. They did a piece on it, 3 women try to come in 3 minutes or less with the womanizer.
Amazing.
And I call it the Ursula orgasm. Like, you know, you've seen The Little Mermaid,
scene
where Ursula pulls Ariel's voice out of her.
Yeah,
that's what the orgasm feels like.
That's kind of fucking perfect.
Yeah, the whole time you'll be sitting there like, ah, like, yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds fucking amazing. Holy shit.
And the best part is that, like, for me now that I know exactly, you know, how the toy and I work best together, like, under a minute. I can have an orgasm in, like, under a minute. I'm, like, winning. Absolutely.
That's great. Oh my God. I can have an orgasm in under 10 seconds. We should have a competition one day.
Oh God, no. I don't think I'm that.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That's a great segment.
Can we do that live on the podcast?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Well, okay. I'll get your consent first, but we're totally doing it.
Do I get to weigh in on this?
I guess so.
Maybe. I have a question, as you know, obviously an aside. Do women purchase, like, any of the anal toys a lot?
So anal toys are always funny because most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, it's the thing that people only mention when they get alone with you in the ordering room, because I do private consultations and ordering. So, nice. You know, it's not like we're all in the room together and, you know, someone's like, what about butt plugs? Although I have had that happen. Like, what about butt plugs?
Oh my God, I want to name this episode, What About Butt Plugs?
Oh, that's fantastic. But yeah, there's, you know, it's one of the things, I feel like at this point, I should be able to say that it's one of the only things that I get a lot of questions on. But like I said, so many people just still don't know so many things. So, and one might think that, like, with all the, with the internet and all the information that we have available to us, like, how could you ever have any questions? But, like, a lot of this is just stuff that people don't talk about. So,
or if they do, they, like, black it out, right? Like, they get super, super nervous and don't actually listen to the details that you're saying, you know? Right.
Exactly.
So I have a question for you that is very important to me. So we've had a debate ongoing for quite a bit of time. I don't believe that the G-spot is real. And you seem to believe that it is, and that's okay. You can be wrong. But you've sent me a toy. So one, actually, I mean, it's a really great toy. I use it in other ways. It just hasn't found this magical G spot. But do you really believe it's true, or is this just a gimmick to sell more toys?
So my complete answer is I believe in the concept of the G-spot. I don't think that it is one pinpoint spot. If I remember correctly, I think the term that's been kind of like kicked around now is clitoral urethral sponge.
Yes. So, okay.
So if you've ever been in it.
That is nowhere near the sexiest G-spot.
But yes, I want my sponge fucked.
But if you've ever been in the middle of having sex, right, and you get that feeling that you have to pee,
right?
For a lot of women, that's the point where they're like, oh my God, stop. But really, that's kind of that point where you're probably going to experience what people refer to as a G-spot orgasm. So I think my answer is, I don't necessarily think that it is a physical spot. Okay. I think that there is an area that you can stimulate that will give you a totally different kind of orgasm than an external clitoral orgasm.
Okay. I'm with it more than I am with the G-spot. Like the way that you just explained it, I can agree that that's a thing that like that happens. And it's just, I don't think it's just in a certain spot. I just feel like people are just so focused on where this fucking spot is. And I don't think it's necessarily the same. I think it also necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have the same sensitivity or it needs to be stimulated a certain way. So I just feel like people are just like, oh, it's up this way and around this way. And I'm like, I don't know about all that. You know, I'm just a skeptic, if you will.
No. And it's so I think for not to get like, you know, really in depth into like you specific, I'm not trying to like single you out necessarily, but I think that people who are already really open to exploring themselves sexually, I think that it's almost harder for them to kind of quote locate said spot, if you will, because you've pretty much already experienced it.
Right.
You just didn't need to name it something. True. Because you've experienced sense. Such a like big, because there's a big spectrum of like kinds of orgasms,
of course,
that you can have.
Right, of course.
I was actually even thinking with guys, there are times where like when I've been like having like jerking off or like having sex where I felt the sensation that I need to pee, and like I've been like, nah, I can like push that in the back of my head, and then the orgasm that I had like with that urge to pee behind it was like kind of insane.
Yeah.
So it was different.
Very possibly some prostate, you know, going on, yeah. Some prostate or yeah, that's absolutely a possibility, definitely.
Wow, this, I'm horny now. And I left my toy at home like an asshole, and I'm so bummed. And I brought Aaron his toy. I'm so bummed.
You're so nice.
And I really wanted to use it because I was like, I turned it on and it was so loud. It was just like, it was going to get to work and I was excited. But anyways, so
make sure you play with that turbo function.
Oh, I know. I saw that. Oh my God. It was like, there's this turbo function that it gives you like a 15 second jolt of like, which is my shit, because honestly, I'm a super quick comer. So that literally is exactly how long it takes me to orgasm sometimes. Like, as long as I'm horny, it takes me like, oh wait, two rubs of a leg and a quick shake. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Two rubs of a leg. What? I need to shut up. Anyways, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you at a sex toy party? Like, whether it was to you or to somebody there, just like any goofy thing that, like, you know, like whether you goofed up or something happened, or squirted lube on somebody's mom's face or something, you know?
I feel like I did drip a little bit of lube because I wear a strap on during my demonstration for a portion of it.
So, I have a boner again, thank you.
And I told you earlier, my mom's come to my parties, right? I had worn my strap on underneath a dress to a and so halfway through my show, right, I lift up my dress and I'm wearing my strap on, and my mom just goes, I don't remember this from the last party.
I love it. Oh, that's amazing. That's holy hilarious. Shit.
I love that, though.
Champ, though. I was really proud of her.
I'm pretty proud of your mom, too.
Oh, my God. Next time I'm visiting fam in the area, I definitely need to come to one of your parties, especially now that you said they're co-eddy. And, like, that's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. So I don't know that I have, like, one particular funniest thing. Just I do at least two interactive demonstrations in the middle of my show. One is with a positioning item called the sex sling. And that's just for all different like so many things that you can do with it, all kinds of different positions. It helps hold your legs up. It's great for doggy style. So I get people on the floor. I get them on all fours. That's always a good one. Mm-hmm. And then I always do a rope demo. I think Shibari is sexy as fuck. And I absolutely love kind of opening people's eyes to the beauty that is or can be rope. So I always tie someone up and show them how a vibrator works with rope, because that's some fun stuff. And both of those things tend to get the funniest reactions because everyone's pulling out their phone and like, I can't wait to send this to your mom. And of course, I don't condone that. What happens there stays there. It's like Vegas.
Right.
But generally speaking, the reactions are the best.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Does Athena sell those dicks that come?
So it's funny that you ask that. My immediate answer is no. But I did spend almost all of 2018 on Athena's Goddess and Adonis advisory board. So the owner of the company picks, well, not just the owner. You have to be nominated by the board at the current board. And then you have to have the sales to kind of an involvement with the company to back up, you know, the nomination. So I was on the abbreviated GAB, Goddess and Adonis Advisory Board. So I was on the GAB committee for 2018, and we did try a dildo that comes. It was a vibrating dildo that comes. And frankly, like, I would have been on board with it, except it was super rigid and it had no give. And I was really disappointed about that.
That hurts.
I feel like they're specifically for videos that my hoe ass needs to make on many vids. So just saying, if you have an extra coming dildo kicking around, mama needs one.
Who do we need to tag at Athena's to get this going? Yeah.
I will literally get these to all the many vids bitches. Let's go.
Yes, we got accounts for them. We've got accounts. Let's go.
Our warehouse manager is amazing, and he can pretty much get you anything that's legal. So I'm pretty sure.
Okay, who do we have to talk to?
Don't worry, I'll email Ed, no problem.
That's amazing. So I have kind of a personal question. Feel free to tell me to shut up, but does working with sex-related topics all day ever like hurt your sex life, or do you think it helps it? Or do you think it's a balance?
So I think overall, I would say I think that it helps it. I mean, at the same time, I feel like I'm just like any other person in that, you know, my sex drive varies from day to day. I think there's a misconception that people who sell sex toys or work, even just work in the sex industry, like always have this like hyper sex drive.
Yeah. And
I can say for a fact, even just other goddesses that I know, for myself from time to time, like that's not always the case. Like we're not always super crazy freaks. We're not always like, you know, fucking in back alleys. Like it's just like we're people. We just sell sex toys.
Absolutely. Yeah, we turn it off sometimes.
Yeah, no, exactly. But the whole, like, the testing thing, people love to ask me, like, well, what does your husband think about what you do? I'm like, I have to do research and development, and he loves it.
I was going to ask, that was one of my questions.
Like, he's the whole panel.
Do you incorporate the toys into your own sex life was one of my questions, and I guess you kind of answered that.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes. It's definitely not all the time.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of an important thing too, is like I truly believe that sex toys have a place in everybody's bedroom or wherever it is you choose to have sex, but that doesn't mean that, you know, it always has to be part of it. I think it's a nice thing to throw in every once in a while, because, you know, it's not a replacement, it's an enhancement.
Hell yeah. Well, I so Aaron has this beautiful, what the fuck is the name of it? He has this beautiful toy that you've sent him, and I'm so excited for him to use it, but he doesn't know what the fuck to do with it. So
I have to say, I'm really impressed. It's still in the package, and I love it. It sounds so official. Headquarters operating instructions.
Yes.
Like, this is some serious shit.
So what's the name of it? What's the name of this toy?
I don't see a name.
It's right here.
It's the headquarters.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of it. It's headquarters.
Oh my god, that's hot. So I assume it means like the head of your dick.
Yes, so it is a cock sleeve, and it has two different ends. One is supposed to roughly simulate a vagina, more or less. I mean, each opening is just a hole. It doesn't look like a vulva or an anus or anything.
Got it.
So one tunnel is a little bit wider, and the other tunnel is a little bit narrower. So
nice. One tunnel. Wow. Sorry, I'm such a child.
No. And then in the middle, it almost has, like, I feel like it's really ergonomically designed. Like, it kind of has
looks a like it. In the middle
of it that's easy to grab onto. And that ring makes it really tight in that one area.
I see it through the package. It's like a little pink ring. Oh my god, I wish I had a cock to use that on. Oh,
honestly, I wish that I had a cock a lot.
Oh my god,
very frequently.
Thank you for, because, like, you know, you get these sex toys and sometimes you get them in the mail or whatever, you don't have actually access to ask somebody, like, what's the deal with this? What's this supposed to do? And, like, you never figure out its full functionality.
Well, so. I noticed Athena's is really good about explaining on their little pamphlet. Like, everything comes with a little pamphlet, and it tells you, like, all of the different design features, the different actual, like, uses for it. And then it's really good at, like, breaking down, like, what to actually do with which part. So, like, I mean, I obviously wanted him to ask you, but I do think it's really, like, you know, it's definitely a company that I feel comfortable ordering from myself, just because I know I'm going to get something that's really quality material. And none of the stuff I've had has ever, like, degraded or, like, ripped apart over time. You know, sometimes you get those certain, you know, styles or from, you know, different brands, and it's just, like, junk quality. So I love Athena's product so far.
Well, I'm really excited to use it and then review it on the podcast. But yeah. I have one question. There's this material in here that has all of these consonants in it. Flaflate? Wait, how do you pronounce P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E?
Phthalate.
That sounds like somebody saying my name with a dick in their mouth.
So, a little bit. Phthalate.
So is this like a silicone type material, or
it's a plastic? It's a okay. I don't know the exact kind of plastic, but it is a plastic material. And jelly plastic, I will say, be careful where you store it. You want to make sure that nothing else is touching it, because any of the jelly plastic type materials, if they touch other jelly plastic materials, they're really prone to melting.
Oh, like, they become Siamese toy twins.
Yes. So you want to make sure that you keep them. Actually, I would save that package and store it in there, because okay, I find that
perfect. Good advice.
Awesome. I can't wait for us to use our toys. Oh god, so that I'm we so can excited. Tell I you would, how we like them.
I have plan on using it tonight, actually. We'll sample it out.
Fantastic. Yes.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we can't keep you forever, even though we would love to, but we are definitely going to have you on again in the future. We're going to review your toys. We'll be working with you, obviously, on many other projects coming up. So I can't wait to have you on again and pick your brain some more. But obviously, I want to give you the last couple of minutes to plug yourself and let everybody know where to find you, how to order products from you directly, how to hit you up, and maybe even have you come host one of their parties.
So it is free to host parties. I also hold events. I do naughty bingos. I'm in Massachusetts, so I don't know how it works in other states, but I do some in Massachusetts, and I will travel to do parties. I had someone from New York, actually upstate New York, message me and say, will you come out here to do a party? I will travel anywhere people want to listen to me talk about dildos and vibrators, let me tell you.
Hell yeah.
You have an open invitation to Queens. If we can, like, scratch you up some customers, I'm happy to host you up in here for a beautiful party. That would be very fun.
That would be amazing. I would love to do that.
Yay! All right, so how do they hit you up to do that?
So you can always go to my website, which is mygoddesschristina.com. I am heavily active on Facebook. You can also send me a text at 508-425-9587, and I can send over the host form that I have everybody fill out just to confirm their date.
Nice.
But shopping, I would definitely hit up the website that I mentioned, mygoddesschristina.com. And my Insta is a little lacking at the moment, so I don't know that I really want to plug it, but it is Goddess Christina. Oh my god, I'm goddess 7840 on Insta. Sorry.
Don't worry, I was gonna say it for you. I was there. You could always just Google goddess 7840 and it has all things Christina, just in case you wanna get like a piece of everything.
Christina with a K, right?
Yes, it is. Christina with a K. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we'll have a link to everything so that you guys can obviously find Christina, which is goddess 7840 pretty much everywhere, but also, you know, look in our description and we'll have all that information as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So thank you so much for being on. We can't wait to review your toys, and definitely we're totally bringing your ass to New York and you're totally hosting a party and we're going to do all things cock sleeves and sex swings and fucking fisting lubes. Yay. And you know,
oh, does Athena's have fisting lubes?
Well, we'll figure that out next time for our show.
All right, sounds good.
it's a plan, we'll figure it out.
Thanks so much again, Christina, you're amazing. Thank keep you doing so what much. You do.
Absolutely.
Thank you both for having me.
Yay. Anytime, girl.
Awesome.
Bye.